Good morning. It's Thursday, July 9th, and this is Mamoun Azeem with the morning news. Give us a few minutes, and we'll give you the headlines you need to know to be in the know. Democratic nominee Graham Platner has suspended his campaign following sexual assault allegations that triggered a swift collapse in party support. Platner denies the accusations, calling them false, and says his decision is not an admission of guilt, but a response to Democrats cutting off campaign backing. He plans to formally withdraw only after a replacement is chosen through what he calls an open and transparent process. State law requires him to officially leave the race by July 13th for another Democrat to appear on the ballot. Maine is considered a critical battleground as Democrats try to gain control of the U.S. Senate in November, making the choice of a replacement especially significant. Another news. A federal judge has ordered the release of more than $5 million in damages to writer E. Jean Carroll after a jury found Trump liable in 2023 for sexually abusing and defaming her in a civil case. The money, plus accrued interest, had been held in a court-controlled account while appeals moved through the courts. Trump had sought to delay the payment while asking the U.S. Supreme Court to reconsider the case, but that effort failed. His legal team has now appealed the judge's latest order. Carroll accused Trump of assaulting her in a New York department store in the 1990s, allegations he has consistently denied. Around the world, the two countries exchanged strikes for a second consecutive day after U.S. forces launched fresh attacks on around 90 Iranian targets. American officials say the operation followed attacks on commercial shipping in the Strait of Hormuz, while Iran insists Washington violated a recent memorandum of understanding. Tehran reported explosions along its southern coastline and on islands in the Gulf, while several Gulf states said they intercepted missiles or drones or experienced security incidents linked to Iranian retaliation. Iran's chief negotiator warned that breaking promises is no longer cost-free, signaling the crisis may deepen despite ongoing diplomatic efforts. Another news. Gaza's civil defense agency says 8 people were killed in Israeli strikes and gunfire on Wednesday, including civilians sheltering in tents in Khan Yunis and others in Gaza City. The Israeli military confirmed one airstrike and said it was reviewing other incidents, including the shooting of a truck driver whom troops said posed an immediate threat. Separately, a United Nations commission called for the release of Palestinian doctor Hussam Abu Safiya, who has been held in Israeli detention since late 2024. Rights groups allege he has suffered abuse in custody, claims the Israel Prison Service strongly denies. With ceasefire efforts stalled, the humanitarian situation remains increasingly fragile. Another news. Authorities say suspected Ebola cases have now appeared in Tshopo Province, raising fears that the outbreak is expanding beyond the regions initially affected. According to the latest government report, more than 1,700 infections have been recorded since the outbreak was declared in May, with the death toll now reaching 600. 2 suspected cases in the city of Kisangani are undergoing confirmatory testing, while emergency teams strengthen surveillance and contact tracing. The World Health Organization says the outbreak has not yet stabilized and continues to spread as population movement increases the risk of transmission to new communities. Now you know, and you're ready to go with the morning news. Share this with a friend and subscribe wherever you get your favorite podcasts. You can also sign up for our newsletter at themorningnews.com. Thank you for listening.